Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event. Fight fans worldwide, you've tuned into the number one undisputed boxing podcast today. This is the Boxing Breakdown. Now, your heavy-handed, hard-hitting host, Mark Roxey.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, people? I'm your host, Mark Roxey, and I have in the studio the one and only two-time world champion, welterweight champion, K9 Bundrant. What's up, brother?
What's up, my bro? You all right, M? Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm even better now that I get to see you, because yesterday we were supposed to hook up and we didn't hook up, and you were so kind enough to just, like, you know, block it into your schedule and make it possible for me to be with you. And I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked. What have you been up to?
Oh, good, man. Hey, man, I've been training fighters, such as my son, a little something with wrestlers, kids. And I've been getting ready for my own fight, which will be June the 30th in Michigan on the anniversary of when I beat Corey Spinks to bring the world title back to Detroit. So it's on and popping.
Are you kidding me? You're fighting?
Oh, man.
Yo.
I just fought in November.
Did you? Damn, you still
this
at
can't
it.
This can't be the breakdown.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Breakdown. Yo, we've been doing so much. You are a hard guy to catch up with. You just been doing so many things. You were part of this multi million dollar thriller fight. And you trained Ben Askren. And yo, what's up with that?
Well, you know, it's hard to say I actually trained him. I just was brought in to camp just to kind of help him get his hands right. And so I worked with him for 3 weeks. And, you know, I did the best I can in a short period that I had with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't come up, you know, on the win end of the stick. But, you know, hey, at least he eating good. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
He's buzzing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, hey, all press is good press.
Yeah,
as long as you ain't pressing too hard, right?
That's spoken like a true world champion, man. Yeah. Two-time world champion. I definitely understand your perspective on that. And so you trained him for 3 weeks, and they brought you in at last minute, which was a good idea, because he definitely needed to move his hands. And, you know, who else would they want to bring in other than, you know, woof woof. I had it all set up, man. I had it here. Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah. There you go. I beat you to the bark, baby. Yeah.
You're the real one and only, right? Snoop has nothing on you.
K9, let's go.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm excited to hear that you're fighting. Tell me about the fight. Who are you fighting? You know, how'd that come about?
Man, so, you know, like I say, I never did retire. You know, I was on a three-year absence from being in the ring because, you know, people weren't giving me or offering me what I wanted to hear. Yeah. And I'm not struggling or anything, you know. So, you know, that's how they get a lot of times. They get good fighters or they get former world champions. They throw that bone out there and they got to bite. Either you take it or you move on. Yeah. Or you lose. So it's like, nah, I'm straight. Now, I went through that when I was younger and earlier on in my career where I had to take a fight to pay bills. You know what I mean? And, you know, ended up on a short end of the stick because I was, you know, trying to take care of my family. But I put myself in a better position and my family in a better position to never have to go through them situations ever again.
Amen, man. That's what's up. And you know, it's a whole new world in boxing. I mean, there's a lot of new things happening, and, you know, specifically, you know, all these fighters are are coming out of retirement and
yes,
you know, fighters that have wonderful names that have kind of not been out in the limelight are now, you know, I mean, you're like an icon, bro. You're not just another fighter. You're like, you know, you bring a lot to the table as a fighter, yes, and as a marquee, as a name. I mean, there's a lot that you have that you know, not everybody
that
gets
Jake
to achieve.
Might want
to
get.
Yeah, that's right.
Jake might want to see this egg.
Yo, I was, all right, yo, you got me burning here. You got me burning, K9, because.
Man.
First of all, like, how did it, okay, so I saw your video that you posted up. I'm going to run it, I'm not going to run your video, but what I am going to do is I just want to know where people, I want people to know where they can go so they can see your video. Right. And so your Instagram is right there. It's K9 Boxing. And the video had me crying. I mean, it really did. K9, it had me crying because you were you had your sombrero on. You were rocking the Mexican hat on. And
let's get it.
You were in the fight.
Yeah. That's right, my guy. Let's go. That's right. My dog's at.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were, you know, in it, and you were walking him through exactly what he needed to do. And what was interesting about what you were doing in the actual video is you kept calling for the left hand. So you knew something about that left hand. Tell me what you saw and what led you to like kind of hyper focus on that left hand against Jake Paul.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been doing this a long, long, long time. I'm talking about over 30 years. I've been trained by the best, you know, Emmanuel Stewart, you know, may God rest his soul. Amen. And Sugar Hill, you know, who's actually training Tyson Fury right now.
Right.
So, you know, I've saw everything. I've been through everything. I've been through the ups, the downs, and back to the ups again. And I just kind of understood what was going on. I punished Jake Paul's trainer before and Jay Leon Love. And I got more experience than BJ Flores.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I could bring a lot to the table, you know, far as in the situation with Ben. And I did bring a lot to the table. Unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to really see a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, you know, at least, you know what I mean? I got the opportunity. I mean, I just want y'all to understand when I was caught in the fight, that what we worked on in the gym, you know, we worked on what I was trying to tell him, hoping that he would listen to me even through the video. But, you know, unfortunately he couldn't hear me. I mean, to be honest with you, I wish I would have been actually in his corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
I'm his main coach, to be honest with you. I gave him, you know, more training than anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's the boss at the end of the day. When you paying, you know, your trainer, you the boss. So you make the, you know, you make the decisions at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I just know that when it comes to a boxing match, you should have a boxing trainer there, you know?
Yeah.
And I understand that his MMA buddies are his buddies, but you're talking about boxing, you're talking about MMA. And last time I looked, it was a boxing match.
Yeah.
So that right there, you know, gave Jake Paul another chance, or you know what I'm saying, to be able to beat Ben, because Jake had real boxers in his corner. He had trainers that boxed before. And I mean, they never won world titles, but they were actually trainers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you can't cry with spilled milk. Or you shouldn't cry with spilled milk.
Yeah.
I appreciate Ben because Ben is a real genuine dude.
For sure.
I met him actually on Twitter.
Wow.
I met him on Twitter. And someone told me to reach out to him. So I reached out to him. I told him if he wanted to get trained by me, you know, to DM me, and he DM'd me right away.
Wow.
And then, you know, when he DM'd me, he said, I'm going to bring you out to see if, you know, if me and you can gel and if you're the right one for me.
Right.
So I went out there, I was the right one for him because he brought me back. And then he brought me back again.
What a
now
smart
move. Now he
should
have kept me. I believe he should have kept me.
Yeah.
I wish I would have stayed out there the whole camp and did the same thing that Jay Leon Love, and BJ Flores did. See, they all stayed in camp. It was boxing, 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 boxing.
Right.
And so that's what it takes to beat YouTubers.
Well, yeah. And I mean, with a 3 week, there's a very small, you can just kind of touch it and kind of help them, you know, get go in the right direction, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just stay alive, right? For real. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do much in 3 weeks. I mean, it's hard to do much in 6 weeks if you've never really worked with the fighter, but, you know, unless the fighter's at a very high level where they can pick it up. But
I was going to say this before I forget, especially off a hit replacement, being retired, sitting on the couch and not really a boxer, you know, a wrestler, but not a boxer, two different sports.
Right. So do you think, so in the master plan, right, the business, let's talk about the business of the sport.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
That was a custom design, wasn't it? Was it not?
Yeah.
I mean, what are your feelings about that in terms of it being, you know, Jake Paul kind of going, okay, this is going to be an easy win. We can go on a big stage. We got this guy. He's got hip problems. I mean, did you notice the hip problems?
I did notice the hip problems because he wasn't able to do certain things in camp, you know?
Got it.
I mean, it was a few other issues too that, you know, that the people that wouldn't understand wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I just take my head off to him just for even taking a fight and going out there, giving it his all. Whether his all was just in a short period of time, he really felt that he could beat Jake Paul. And for those that don't think that he actually took it serious, it's only so much you could do with a hip replacement and being out the ring for a long time.
Yeah.
So he actually did train. He trained. It's just that, you know, time don't wait for nobody. And he had a short period of time. And Jake Paul and them knew what they was doing by giving him a short period of time and a whole bunch of money. It's hard to say no.
Yeah, it's well, not only is it hard to say no to all that money, but I mean, when you really look at Jake Paul, I mean, how do you assess his skills? Let's say K-9 steps up because isn't he like right around your weight right now?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I walk around at his weight class.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't have to lose no weight. So I would fight him right where I'm at now. I'm 180 something right now. I gained 4 or 5 more pounds fighting him at 190 something. I wouldn't lose no weight. I would stay the same right where I'm at now. And I would punish him. It'd be easy work. I mean, in the beginning, he'd be trying to knock me out. The thing about it is he wouldn't be able to hit me. Right. And just like with Floyd Mayweather, people couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather. So they got frustrated. He would get frustrated, and he'd never been in the second round, never been in the third round, and he would give in. He'd say, you know what? I think I'm going back to YouTube. He went back to YouTube.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? With the quickness. And then he would have fired his girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, Jaylian Love. And then he'd have got rid of BJ Flores.
Right.
And he would have been out of a job. But, you know, who knows? They probably would have found the ping pong somewhere else.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Yeah. I hear that for sure.
Absolutely.
Like yeah. I mean, I would love to see you fight him. I think that would be a great fight, man. That would be a great. I hadn't even thought about that before. You know, before us getting together tonight. Like, I think that would be a great fight. I heard there's talks about Mayweather, him doing something with Mayweather. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's the brother. That's his brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Logan Paul. He's talking about doing a fight against Mayweather. You know, Jaylian Love, man, you know, how me and him got into it in the first place. Because I was calling Jake Paul out. I was saying, if Jake Paul really wants to prove that he's a legitimate fighter, then fight a former two-time world champion. And a former two-time world champion who's past his prime. And you would get more credit from beating me than you would get from beating Nate Robinson. And even being Ashman, because I'm a former two-time world champion. Let me rewind that. A former two-time world champion. So Jay was mad about that. Oh, no, you're not messing my... You're not put that... We put the lipstick on. Oh, no, you're not messing my money up. So, you know, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, boy. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? But we came from the same gym. That's why I was really pissed and upset.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been over his house before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He broke bread before. And for him to just, you know, act like a diva, man, it just was.
Right.
It was really upsetting. Very upsetting. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this guy, you know what I'm saying? He put that wig on, take that wig off, and quit pretending, you know? Because gay is out here now. You know what I mean? Hey, don't be ashamed of who you are.
That's right. Be who you are, right? Walk
be
the
who
walk.
You are. Hey, that's
right.
That's you. That's you.
Right.
I'm not going to judge.
I love that, bro. Yeah. You are such a dog.
That's right. Where my dog's at?
Yeah. Listen, right, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because there's been a lot of talk about Snoop's reaction There's been a lot of talk about that. I wondered what you thought about that. What, you know, just share with us what your feelings are about his interactions as a, you know, as a, you know, a business entity. You know, he's obviously one of the bosses of this. You know, so what was your feeling about that?
And I just think of, if you're one of the bosses, that's the same thing when I fought against Floyd Mayweather fighter, Ishe Smith, right? Now, I didn't see when he was harassing my wife, but I did see him running around the ring. You ain't no K-9. Get him, Ishe. I run this way. You ain't no K-9. K-9, you ain't, what? You ain't nothing, huh? And then run this way. And I'm like, you're the promoter. So as a promoter, you're supposed to be sitting down with your suit on, with your legs cocked in the air, and just chilling.
Right.
And so I feel the same way about Snoop. Snoop should not be so involved where he's out there smoking his blunts. You know what I mean? You got these kids watching. Right. And at the same time, on the air, saying, telling Jake Paul, give my $2 million. So what, he bet $2 million that he was going to, that Ben Askren is going to lose in the first round? So it seems like the judge or the referee was paid. If he get hurt, stop the fight. Because I got to get this $2 million. You know what I mean? And if he bet $2 million, then guess what? If the odds were against Ben, which I'm quite sure they were.
They were.
Then he could stand to get even more money.
They were. The odds were against Ben. And, you know, I actually, you know, to be 100% transparent with you, K-9, I actually bet on the fight. And I bet, but I didn't bet. I didn't bet on who was going to win. Yeah. I bet on how long the fight was going to go. Because I'm thinking, K-9, I'm saying, you know, Ben can go. He can fight. He's been in the ring before. He's not going to go easily, you know. And Jake is new. You know, he's got only 3 fights, you know. He'll probably want to stretch it a little long. And I picked over 5.5 rounds. And guess what?
Okay. You lost.
I lost. I lost. And I will tell you something. I normally don't wager against fights that I have not a little knowledge about. And that was a fight. Okay. And that's my recommendation to those of you out there that are interested in sport betting. Like, if you don't know the fighters, it's probably not a good idea to bet. That's the lesson I took from it, because I, I don't like to lose money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who do?
No, I know. Exactly.
Right. I got you.
Who does? I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
So then this thing goes on. I mean, talk about the drama. Then you got Oscar De La Hoya. What the hell was that about?
Man, I don't know, man. He was feeling himself. I mean, he was just one of them nights, you know. I'm coming back, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you're about to get paid some of that money that I lost when Canelo left me. It was like, man.
It was really bizarre.
It was. It's Thriller, man, you know?
Yo,
it reminds you of Thriller.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, we've been watching, you know, I've been involved in boxing for years. I've never seen anything like that. Honestly,
and a booty shaking girls. I mean, it was like, it was crazy. It just concert after concert after concert after concert. I'm like, man, I'm telling you, I still got a crook in my neck trying to, you know what I'm saying, commentate the fight, you know. But hey, if they like it, I love it, because it's at the end of the day, I'm talking about the sport of boxing, you know. I mean, enough, you know. I feel like it was a little too much over the hill, but you know, the boxer need more young people. They need more eyeballs on the sport of boxing. Yeah. So with Triller coming on, all they got to do is just, you know, do a few different things differently. I believe they can really, because they got something going. I mean, what they got is really good. They got Mike Tyson. They got a YouTuber that a lot of people want to see lose, want to see win. And it's good for boxing. I mean, it's good for boxing because eyeballs are on the sport of boxing. Granddad ain't here no more. Grandma ain't here no more. Them were the ones that were diehard boxing fans.
Right.
We got new young people now who don't care, who care nothing about boxing.
Right.
So we need younger people that can bring younger people to the sport of boxing.
Yeah, well, and it, you know, if anybody, you know, you're really touching on a great point business wise, because If anybody, if you put together like the likes of a Mike Tyson, you put together Snoop, you put together this team of people and everybody else that's up in there. And, you know, these are entertainment people. They understand what entertainment is about. Snoop certainly knows about, you know, I mean, he knows everything about the music industry. And I don't just mean hip hop. I mean, every industry, every music industry. And he understands how to monetize this thing. And if his presence in the sport is definitely a plus for the sport. You know, I definitely think that it'll make a huge difference. This is my one caveat with this, bro. This is the thing that I have a little bit of a problem with, K9, is that I work with fighters all the time, and you know, you're a two-time welterweight world champion. You've been at this since you were a little boy. I mean, you've been boxing your whole life, right? Coming out of Kronk Gym, you've taken some rattling shots over the years, right? Why and how is it that a fighter, well, everybody, I mean, look, if you've been tested for sure. There's no question. And I don't mean any disrespect for that. I mean that that a guy like you who really, you know, knows how to, I mean, you've boxed with heavyweights. You've been in the ring. You know how this works.
With Tyson Fury. That's right.
Tyson Fury. You know, you were in with Vladimir Klitschko, right? Or no?
No. Donna Stevenson.
Okay. Well, I remember
Chad
him.
Dawson. We talking about these guys.
Were bad men.
Yeah. I have been in a ring with Klitschko before, though.
Right.
But not in a ring with Klitschko.
Right. Not in the ring. Yeah.
But Tyson Fury taller and bigger than Klitschko.
So here's my point.
Yeah.
How much did Jake Paul make for that fight?
Man, he probably made
like $4 million. Yeah.
Probably four or five. I'm quite sure he got all them endorsements. I mean, he probably was guaranteed one or, you know, close to one. But then he made all his money on sponsorship.
Yeah.
So that's something he could do. He got a YouTube channel that's banging. Yeah. So the people was knocking down his door to be a sponsor.
He's got like
Triller.
15 million
and he
followers.
Got 1.5 million views, huh?
He's got 15 million followers, right?
Exactly.
Yo.
And they had 1.4 million views.
Unreal.
Wow, that's insane.
So he's monetizing that too. He's getting money off that too. Get money, baby. Yo, I mean, I think it's amazing, but I will say that I find it to be also a tragic. Yeah, it's tragic because fighters, you know, there's a lot of fighters out there that would take that same fight, and you know this, for $1,000. They take that same fight for $1,000.
Just for exposure.
Yeah,
just
man.
Just for exposure.
Just for exposure. And I just find it to be somewhat, I don't know, I have a problem with that, you know, from a fighter who's got three wins.
Yeah.
So really, he's a bona fide fighter, masked as a YouTuber.
You have to take the good with the bad. I mean, it is what it is. If he got a fan base, then it is what it is. You got to remember, at the end of the day, to be honest, in these days we're in now, the fans don't care about how good you can fight.
Right.
They want some entertainment. You know, they want to, they'd rather see two guys who can't fight beating each other up than to see somebody in there boxing all day. They'd rather see that. That's why they turned over to UFC.
Right.
And it's about entertainment. You got Snoop Doggy Dogg smoking this blunt. You got these hoochie mamas shaking their butt.
Yeah.
People paying for that. You got Justin Bieber performing. He got a whole bunch of fans himself.
Right.
Then you got the YouTuber. You know, you got him. You know, he got all these people following him. I mean, you got people that love him and like him. And even Ben Askren. Let's not forget Ben Askren has almost 1 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, Ben Askren. He's a champion wrestler.
Right.
He got a big fan base. He's the man in Milwaukee. So just think about how many people that bought the fight just because of him.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw. So, I mean, you got a lot of people in there, a lot of presence in there.
Promoters, take note. Young promoters out there looking to make this thing work, make it monetize. You know, even club promoters at this point with the technology that's available, I mean, you can do pretty much anything at this point, right? But, you know, the blueprint is out. The blueprint is out. You can see it right there.
That's right.
Yeah, so K9, a couple, I just wanted to ask you, right? What fights are you interested in, big guy? What fights are you watching, you know, that the fans may not be paying attention to, or maybe they are? What fights interest you?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather, and Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto and me were supposed to fight a few times. Floyd never did fight me, even though I was world champ at the same time he was, and we both were from Michigan. And of course, Jake Paul, man, you know, I feel like, you know, Jake Paul needs to really test himself. Quit picking and choosing. Quit, you know, picking people that's former NBA players or retired wrestlers and fight a dog. You know, somebody that won two world titles, somebody that has muscle memory. And you still got a good chance in your YouTuber's eyes to beat me because I'm 40-some years old. The last biggest fight I had, I lost. So, and if you want credibility, why not go with somebody that got straps?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not no bull craps. Yeah. Straps.
So do you think, what would you watch out for with him? You think he's got a good strong right hand, or what do you see as his attributes?
Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. I mean, so all you got to do is don't get hit. If he can't hit me, then he going to trust me. He going to fold. Because
right.
Pressure busts water pipes. And I'm going to put that pressure on him. And he can't take it to the body. He can't take it to the body. Trust me. Most those guys that can punch hard and can, you know, they can't take a little punch. And he hasn't been hit to take a little punch yet to show if he can take a punch. So
that's,
you know,
right.
I would make sure he don't hit me and make sure I hit him. And that would be more than enough to beat him.
Yeah. All right. Well, you heard it right here, y'all. You heard it right here on the Boxing Breakdown. K9 will.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll make that happen. Make the call.
Easy
Jake
work.
Paul, make the
easy
call.
Easy work.
And
easy work.
Love to see it. There you go. Here, yeah, I got you. I got you.
There
we
go.
There we go. Woo! That's the dogs.
Yeah.
No joke, man. So what about these fights, man? Ryan Garcia against Fortuna. We got.
Yeah. You know, Fortuna, if I'm not mistaken, he's a southpaw, right?
Yeah, Dominican Republic.
And yeah, I think that, no, I'm just saying something about whether he's a Dominican Republic. I'm saying he's a southpaw, right?
Yeah.
Talking about for us.
Southpaw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, Ryan Garcia has a great left hook. And a southpaw killer is an overhand right, straight right, or either a left hook. And man, Ryan Garcia has a great left hook. Now, he will be in there with the most experienced fighter he's fought to date, but I just think he's too big and too young, too fresh, and he has that southpaw killer style, the overhand right and the left hook. So I could see him winning a fight in a prior 11, 12 round stoppage. He'd go far deep
in
later rounds.
Okay,
he'll win by stoppage. He's just too fast, too hungry. Too much momentum.
Yeah.
And he wants to prove to everybody that he's great and that he really earned his sponsorship he just got.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big fights on the horizon should he get past Fortuna. Yeah. That's for darn
Absolutely.
Sure. There's some big
yes,
money
indeed.
Fights coming down the pike.
Yeah.
If he can survive Absolutely. That fight. And then what do you okay, Teofimo Lopez against George Gamboza. What you got?
Man, Teofimo Lopez, boy. Hey, Gamboza, though, he's a cool dude, man. But, man, Teofimo, that guy's a beast. Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah, that guy's a beast.
That's my boy. Undisputed.
Yeah.
He's actually coming on.
Undisputed.
He's coming on next after you. He's not today, but he's coming on this week. So I can't wait to get him
that's
on,
good.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Another dog.
Oh, yo. BK in the house. Another Brooklyn dog. All the way. Right?
Yeah.
So,
I like his style.
Yeah, Bed-Stuy Fly.
Throwback fighter. He a throwback fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he a throwback fighter. Yeah.
So, okay, Devin Haney, Jorge Linares. Dímelo, pa.
You know, I'm going to go with the young gun again. Devin Haney, he actually trained with me at the Crunk Gym when he was a kid, and I didn't even know that. I didn't remember that until one day he came on the show. And he told me, he said, K9, you probably don't remember, but I trained with you when I was younger. I was like, oh, you did? It's like, wow.
Wow.
You just never know. But, yeah, he's another one of them beasts at 130, 135. that's the greatest division right now in boxing, man. That division is on fire. It's hot.
Yeah.
So I want to see him and Javante Davis. So him and Teofimo Lopez. I want to see the best versus the best. Shakur Stevenson.
Oh, yeah. Russell.
I want to see all them guys mix it up, man.
I heard Shakur just had some sparring with Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, and I heard it went real well for him.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I just let you know.
Right?
The torch is starting to be turned. It's starting to be passed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Okay, Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders.
Canelo is the smartest fighter today. I mean, Jake Paul ain't too far behind him, but Canelo is the smartest fighter today. And he picked Billy Joe Saunders because he knew Billy Joe Saunders wasn't fighting. So that ring rust is going to play a big part. And the reason why I believe that BJ Saunders was going to lose this fight, because Canelo has been fighting back to back to back, because he know he needed that extra advantage to beat BJ Saunders, because the last hard fight that Canelo had, if I'm not mistaken, was against a southpaw, a slick southpaw, which was Laura. And now in this southpaw, which is Billy Joe Saunders, who's slick, he's not going to be as sharp because he hasn't fought in a minute. That's the reason why Canelo was fighting him. The smartest boxer in the sport right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a claim. Yeah. And I definitely concur with that. Time will tell to see, you know, how he gets past Billy Joe Saunders. But he's just cleaned out the division. I mean, he's just going through it. He's just going through it, isn't he?
Man, it's all right.
Eric Morales and Marcos Antonio Barrera. What's up with that? Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't. What about it?
Yeah, I just saw something come across my feed that they might be putting it together for a return to the ring.
That's good. You said Eric Morales?
Yeah, Eric Morales and Marco Antonio Barrera.
Hey, that's what I say, man. YouTubers and old veterans, man, are good for the sport. I mean, shout out to KSI. Those guys, man, the fighters are realizing, like, hold on, man. These guys making all this money and they ain't even real fighters.
Right.
I'm going to use my brand. I'm going to use my name. And right now, it's all about a name. It's all about the name. Yeah. That's why I represent Jesus so much. It's all
Amen.
About the name.
Hallelujah.
It's power.
That's right. I love it. K9, I love you for that. I love you for that. I really do. I like you and I.
Sure.
You and I, two peas in a pod, you know?
Hey,
thank you for Jesus shouting out Jesus, for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah,
be
man.
On it, bro.
Amen. Yeah. So, okay, the last one before we go for tonight, I wanted to ask you about the Gypsy King versus Joshua. You heard that's made.
Well, I heard that. Is it made? Was it just announced because it's been made and it wasn't made? And
I
it
heard
made
it's
made and it wasn't made.
I heard it's made. That's all I know. Now, you know how this stuff goes, man. You hear it's made one day, the next day it's not made. I need to see that fight. I'm hoping it happens before, you know, in our time, you know?
Yeah.
So who you got when they fight? When they fight, who you got?
I'm going to go with Tyson Fury. You know, Tyson Fury, man, he just know how to win. And Anthony Joshua has lost before. So he doesn't really know how to lose, but he's lost before.
Right.
So, but I think Joshua is going to be, you know, very, very focused. I think, you know, well, I know, you know, styles make fights.
That's
I think that Joshua will get knocked out by Deontay Wilder. But as you see, Tyson Fury had Deontay Wilder's number. So styles make fights. I think in this style, Joshua has the better chance at beating Tyson Fury than Deontay Wilder just because of the style.
Right.
Joshua was going to stay right there and bang with you. And that would be lights out against someone with the punching power of Wilder. But against Tyson Fury, and it being real personal, I mean, country versus country.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, man, that's going to be, listen, if Joshua would have never lost to Andy Ruiz Jr.,
right,
that fight would really be big. That would be the biggest fight of all time. It's going to still be up there, maybe in the top seven.
Right.
But if it was because of how the European country support they fighters,
right,
it would be the biggest fighter of all time, even bigger than Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier.
Wow.
Money wise,
wow,
man, money wise, you know, money they paying today, bro.
Yeah, they
See,
are
I ain't
paying
went nowhere.
Yeah, they are paying, and fighters are fighting later in life. They're fighting later into their years, man, and they look better,
man. Yes,
Mike Tyson, man, Mike Tyson is really like
Yes.
You know, if you've listened to the show, if you've been, you know, if you, you know how I feel about Mike Tyson. Yeah. So I love course. Mike Tyson, man. And yeah. He's just an icon in the ring, an icon out of the ring. Yeah. He's done some great things, yeah. Turned his life around. It's really a beautiful thing to watch, you know?
That's the reason why I started boxing, Mike Tyson. I used to fight just like him. I used to mimic Mike Tyson. Yeah. When Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, I put a hole in the door. I was so mad, man. I think I even cried. They used to call me Tyson. That was my nickname, Tyson. Wow. Young Tyson.
Yeah, that was
he
not.
Lost, I lost. Yeah.
I got that. I got that because I remember the fight, and I remember how I felt when I watched that go down.
Man.
Yeah.
Sad day for me. That was the saddest day of boxing for me at that point in time, you know?
Yeah.
It really, I think it's still really at, it equals up to when I lost my first fight.
Wow.
You know, but, you know, it is what it is. You move on. What shows how great you are when you can come back and revenge your loss like I did in my first loss, or either become a world champion. You know, and that's what I became afterwards.
That's what's up.
Hashtag dog's ass.
That's it. Yeah. Hashtag, that's right. And you know what? Not only that, K9, you've got so many things going on right now. You know, you just making it work on every level. And it's inspirational. It's amazing to watch you. You're going to be in the ring real soon. And I want to be there. I can't wait to see you fight. And I know the fans want to see you fight. Yeah, look at that. Look at that shoulder. Look at the shoulder. Like, it's right there, man. Just boom. Ooh, look at the guns.
Boy, watch out.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
I better put it up before they get scared.
Yeah, Jake Paul. Call
him.
Call him.
Hey, holler at your boy.
Yeah, holler.
Don't bark if you can't bite.
Hey.
That's right.
K9, there man. You go. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Always.
I love you, man. Thank you so much for being on the program. And we're going to loop in because hopefully you'll have me on your program. I love to come over there and be silly and chop it up with you, man.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
Okay, man.
All right, man. Get at me.
Okay. God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out.
Where my dog's at?
You're amazing, bro. For real. Yeah. Let me just send us out on this intro. Man. There we go. Yeah. We're going to take it out. And then, man.
Fight fans, join host Mark Roxy and special guests as they break down all aspects of the boxing world, including news, business, management, training, promotions, fan reactions, upcoming events, matchups, future boxing stars, title fights, state of the boxing world, and all the stuff you don't see when you watch boxing. This podcast is released each week on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live streamed on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook Live. It's the Boxing Breakdown, hosted by Mark Roxy.
All right, Mark, one love, my dog.
Brother, man. Thank you so much, K9.
All love, bro. All love.
All right, anytime. Brother. God bless you. Stay Have a wonderful touch. Night, babe. Yeah, all right.
Okay, peace. You too.
Bye-bye.
Right, peace.